Caitlin was an intelligent young woman, if only a little brash. Growing up as a single child of a tumultuous and eventually crumbling marriage, she grew used to the occasional tirade about the evils of men from her mother. Other pigs, narcissists, and that their only goal is to bed you. It's only natural that she ended up with the hobby she did, seeing as her developing brain was bombarded with these concepts in her adolescence. Caitlin was a blogger, an aspiring author, and the host of her own podcast, Caitlin's Catharsis. Hey guys, sorry we're a little late. I went down to the cafe to get myself some bubble tea and a blathering imbecile stopped me. Honestly, it was abhorrently rude. He was going on and on about how he's a self-help guru and that he helps women achieve their true potential. Whatever. If I wanted a man to tell me how to live, I would have just stayed with my shitty stepfather. I told him off, and he insisted that I take home his shitty CD, told me that listening to it will help me sleep. How is a mediocre, royalty-free music going to help me sleep, let alone help me realize my true potential? Anyway, I took it just to make him stop mansplaining me. Might even listen to it tonight so I can tell you guys how awful it is. What time is it? Leave it to men like him. I'm so off schedule now. Let's just try to enjoy the shorter podcast today, right? Let's see. I have a few donations to read off, and then you guys had some videos for me to react to. Lovely. Amelia Tenley says, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that moron. Hopefully my donation makes your day a bit better. Aww. Thank you so much. RoseThorn99 says, what's your favorite flavor of bubble tea? Ooh, I love this question. I'm a huge fan of peach myself, but honestly, any bubble tea is good enough for me. And LaRock69 says, show your tits. Mods, can we ban this idiot? Seriously, do these trolls have nothing better to do? This is why I'm here, guys. We need to do better than this. This unacceptable behavior will continue to be tolerated until we stop misogyny and the patriarchy at its source. We all need to do our part. I mean, being silent on the matter is just as bad as being an aggressor. So pathetic. Caitlin continued to read out all of her donations, choosing to ignore the inappropriate ones entirely. Despite the few trolls here and there, most of the donations showed their support for Caitlin and expressed similar beliefs to her own political views. When she had gotten through the last of her donations, she spent the rest of the podcast watching videos her fan base had shared, reacting to a slew of different political videos and the occasional bits of wholesome content here and there. When it was finally time to log off for the day, she decided that it'd be best to call it early for the night. She sure deserved it after the annoyance she endured today. Okay, I guess I should listen to whatever garbage that asshole is pawning off as self-help. What the hell? This is literally just ambient noises with... What is that? Is that whispering? It's so quiet, I can barely even hear what it's saying. I didn't know Daddy's Little Philanthropist had a thing for ASMR. What a weirdo. It's not like it's actually relaxing or anything. And how is it even supposed to help someone achieve success? The idea that this is anything more than an amateurish attempt at ASMR is a complete and total fallacy. I'm just gonna listen to it a bit more, just so I can make fun of it more tomorrow on the podcast. The next morning, Caitlin awoke with a start, her bed sheets strewn across the floor haphazardly. She clearly had an eventful night in her sleep. Ah, my head. Feels like I'm hungover and buzzed at the same time. Did I fall asleep to that rando CD? Well, it's not playing anymore. Weird.
I think that guy must have done. Fuck, that hurts. What was I saying? I think I need to thank that guy, though. He could obviously tell that I haven't been sleeping well, and he tried his best to help. I mean, sure, my head hurts, but I feel like I've also slept really well. Kate decided it was time to get dressed to get her daily tea. After a short mishap in her closet, anyway, for some reason, she seemed a little unhappy with her current wardrobe. She managed to swiftly put on an ensemble that she felt was cute enough and rushed out the door. Kate brushed through the front doors of the cafe with a palpable eagerness in her stride, almost like a newfound lightness and grace was found in her step. "Oh, excuse me." Kate bumped directly into the man from yesterday. "Oh, well, still, I'm so sorry. I'm glad you're here, though." "Why?" "Well, because you helped me with your audio, hun. That was honestly so sweet of you." "Oh my gosh, you're such a joker. You noticed I was having a hard time sleeping, so you gave me one of your CDs." "Well, anyways, my apologies for being such a bitch yesterday. I don't know what had possessed me to act like that. Hopefully we can still be friends." "Great. Here's my number. Call me sometime." Kate excitedly ran out of the cafe, completely unaware that she had even forgotten to get her tea. Upon returning to her home, however, it seemed the spell had broken, if only momentarily. What the hell just happened? Did I actually give a man my number? I don't even like men. That was so weird. Maybe I shouldn't do the podcast tonight. I just feel so funny. I'll just send out a quick tweet and then get some rest. Evidently, I've been working too hard. Kate stumbled her way up the stairs, every jiggle of her breast sending little pulses of pleasure directly to her virgin cunt. Every passing moment makes it a bit harder to ignore, a bit more tempting to play with. The needs of her body became all the more obvious as she brushed her teeth. She eventually had to cut it short, rushing to her bedroom, as if her bed was some sort of sanctuary against these foreign sensations.
What the hell is... happening to me? Why does touching these feel so good? No, stop it. Katie, stop it. Why are thoughts of him exciting me so much? It feels so good, but I can't. I refuse to masturbate to the idea of a man, let alone him. Maybe some background noise will help.
Without thinking, she hit play on her music player, starting the very CD that the mystery stud, no, man, gave her yesterday. Before she could even hit pause, she found that all the pressure left her body at once. The CD is actually giving her relief. She decided that she'll throw it out tomorrow. For now, she just needs some shut-eye. The next morning, Katie shot out of bed with urgent need. Every erogenous zone on her body craved exploration, her thoughts alight with foreign urges and random impulses.
Fuck, I'm horny. Oh my god. How did I even sleep last night? This is like way too much. I need help. I don't know what's happening to me. Maybe if I just...
Kitty pushed two of her fingers into her drooling pussy, daydreaming of things she'd rather not admit. She just couldn't help it. Her need became far too much.
Oh, fuck. My head. Why am I...
always being such a dumb prude. I'll be need a good fuck. Maybe that super nice stud would help. Oh my fuck. The moment I touch my cute little pussy, my head gets all fuzzy. What the fuck? Is that blonde hair? How the hell did my hair get bleached blonde? Why is it so long?
Kitty slapped herself in the face, snapping herself out of it for an already dwindling amount of time.
Why did I just fucking giggle at that? Fuck, it's so hard to think. And I know my hair wasn't like this before, not to mention my, oh, titties, boobs. Boobs. Oh, fuck, what's happening to me? Okay, relax, just get dressed and start the podcast. I can't skip this 2 days in a row. Maybe fan interaction will help me feel better. Kitty dressed as presentable as she could and got ready to live stream, quickly calling her friends that she would occasionally host with. Hey guys, welcome back to Katie's... welcome back to my podcast. Yeah? I'm totally fine. What are you talking about? What was the plan for today, guys? The book I'm working on, it was almost finished. Katie fidgeted awkwardly in her seat. Her hands had a mind of their own as they desperately teased the outline of her pussy. Her sneaky attempt at pleasuring herself doesn't go unnoticed as her chat starts to joke about what she could be doing under the desk. Well, it's just gotten so hard to write lately or do much of anything. No, I'm not touching my... Oh my god, no, guys. It isn't what it looks like. I need help. I don't know what's wrong with me. And my thoughts are so sluggish. And my hair is turning blonde. And it all started when I met that guy. So, like...
Her podcast was banned. She cried as her last attempt at a call for help was quickly snuffed out.
No, it's not my fault. It's messed. Fuck my head. I need to get help. To get away, I feel myself slipping away and I don't, like, I don't know what to do.
Her door quietly opens, completely unheard to Katie, as a pair of strong-toned arms wrap around Katie from behind.
Hey, it's you. I know what you, I know what you did. Just wait, don't touch there. I'm too... help me? I need help. I don't know what I need help with anymore. Like, what was it? Oh, fuck, I'm so horny. That must be it, mister. You need to, like, fuck me. Like, urge, like, fast. Hey! Why do you stop? Headphones, but I don't need music right now. I need
The man she met at the cafe calmly sat her down on the couch as she listened to the now familiar CD, immediately passing out as soon as the calming whispers reached her ears.
He watched patiently as her changes continued, her modest breasts surging forward, ripping her clothing as her nipples lightened to a cute, bright pink. She moaned loudly in her sleep as her pussy warmed, tightened, and drooled eagerly. It'd be a surprise if she ever wasn't wet from now on. Her changes accelerated as her brain finally stopped resisting, her muscles atrophying until she was lithe, weak, and soft, her hips and posterior swelling into lewdly exaggerated fuck cushions, her long platinum blonde hair looking sensual as it drapes down her curves. Kitty slowly began to stir, her eyes growing big, blue, and innocent as her lips swell to massive proportions. She opens her eyes as her lips open with a loud pop. Hey everyone, welcome back to Dun 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 Cogsleeve Candies Come Best. As you can see, my titties are out and they are uber hot. Daddy says today I'm gonna fuck myself on camera and then, guess that's it. Right. Daddy says since I used to like talk about stuff a lot and talking about feminist stuff, I should try doing it again. So like, but girls need to be strong and like powerful and stuff. Like, as you can see, Daddy's getting his big old yummy cock out of his jeans, and as a woman, I should totally suck it, because if women do a good job and make their man feel good, then they're powerful, I think. This is hard. hard. Yeah, so, like, listen up. Huh? Oh, well, Daddy says that time's out, or up, or whatever, so, like, I guess we'll talk about... Oh my god, don't, like... do that, like, out of nowhere, cause it, I wasn't ready. What is it? Is it time? To turn me over and, fuck me on camera? Cause, like, that's my favorite part. Okay, hey everyone. Look, it's my pretty little pussy. Oh, fuck. Yeah, put it in, please. I've been a good girl. Please. Look, they're waiting for it. Come on, Candy needs it.